Amnesty International says a contractor at Qatar's hosting of the 2022 World Cup did not pay its workers. As AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports, the group says thousands of workers were left stranded thousands of miles from home.
The human rights group says Mercury Mena, an engineering and plumbing firm, owes thousands of dollars of wages to workers from countries where many live on less than $2 a day. Those employees help build vast projects, including works around Qatar's Lusail Stadium, which will host key matches in the soccer tournament. The company is not commenting, and Qatar's government says it's investigating. Similar complaints involving the abuse of foreign workers have been common for years in the region. I'm Charles de la Desma.